はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Beginner lesson number 164 Problem on the pitch 2。 お久しぶりです。
おかえりなさい
ただいま。ありがとうございます。夏子さん、幸子さん、
お久しぶりですね。
We were waiting for you.
Well, I would like to say thank you to Natsuko-san and 今更 to Sachiko-san. Sachiko-san, can you help everybody out with what that means?
今更 means, well, there's no need to say it now because it's so obvious.
Yes.
To kind of sum it up, it means too late now. So, Sachiko-san, I don't forgive you.
Gomen!
At least you like that. Okay, now I've been listening to JapanesePod101.com over the past week, and I have noticed something. The women have taken over.
Yeah, it's about time you realize that!
Well,
No words.
But at least we have a woman-only soccer team here, right?
You have everything here. The women-only company, the women-only soccer team. But to tell the truth, I think the soccer team, the women's soccer team is better than the guys' team.
Japan. They're doing a very great job.
We could probably kick their butts. Don't you think? I think so. We're pretty good. I'm the coach. You take it from me.
Oh, boy. Well, let me just reassure all our guy listeners out there. Or the girls out there who are interested in the way guys speak, we have, hopefully in the coming days, we're going to add a male voice, kind of like a host slash teacher. And this guy should really be able to balance it out. Not that you're not doing an incredible job.
Thank you. Let's study
some of this. Wow, the tone has changed a bit. Okay, so maybe you can bring me up to speed on where we are. I really have no idea. Tell me about what's going on. Tell me about the previous show. What's going on here?
So Problem on the Pitch 1 was about two soccer players fighting over strategy. Mm-hmm. One person was following their strategy. The other person had her own strategy.
Yeah.
And the coach has had to come in and sort of, you know, tame the two people.
Yeah. And it was during the halftime, right?
Yeah.
So we have to find out what's happening during the second half of the game.
All right. Let's take a look at that. Here we go.
ちょっと山田、なんで左の私にボール出して走らないのよ。
何よ、さっきは右に出せって言ってたのに今度は左に出せだって。どういうこと？
どうしたのよ。二人とも落ち着きなさい。二人が力を合わせればきっと勝てるわ。勝って勝利の美酒のようじゃないの。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ちょっと山田、なんで左の私にボール出して走らないのよ。
何よ、さっきは右に出せって言ってたのに今度は左に出せだって。どういうこと？
どうしたのよ。二人とも落ち着きなさい。二人が力を合わせればきっと勝てるわ。勝って勝利の美酒に酔おうじゃないの。
次は英語が入ります。
ちょっと山田、なんで左の私にボール出して走らないのよ。
Hey Yamada, why don't you kick the ball to the left and run?
何よ、さっきは右に出せって言ってたのに今度は左に出せだって。どういうこと？
Come on, you told me to kick the ball to the right just a minute ago. But now you tell me to kick to the left? What do you mean?
どうしたのよ。二人とも落ち着きなさい。二人が力を合わせればきっと勝てるわ。勝って勝利の美酒のようじゃないの。
Hey, what's up? Calm down, guys. If you work together, we'll definitely win. Let's enjoy the sweet taste of victory.
夏子さん、この会話どう思いましたか？
まだ喧嘩してますね。
そうですね。ちょっとしつこいですね。
Yeah, they're still fighting. They're quite persistent. しつこい。ああ。懐かしい。Yeah, we kind of go over this over and over, but しつこい is, What do you think? Not such a good meaning to it, right?
Not really.
Pretty negative, as in persistent. He just won't stop.
Yeah, in English, you know, persistent can be, again, I guess it's the context it's used. He's really persistent. Like, mm-hmm. it can have that good meaning, but shitskoya, I haven't heard it used in a good light.
It can be used.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, you know, when a person is very persistent with his work and, like, you know, しつこく交渉していい結果になった.
So he produced good results because he persistently negotiated.
So, in those cases, it can mean in a good way.
So it does have both meanings.
Yes, but in general, it's not very good.
Yeah, well, 9 times out of 10, if you hear it, it's not good.
Like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at today's vocab.
今度は, this time.
今度は, 今度は.
例文を一つお願いします.
今度は失敗は許されないだろう.
This time, failure is not acceptable.
Yeah, this is quite a sentence.
Something you don't want to hear from your boss, yeah.
How about like something a little more practical?
Kondo wa watashi ga ogorimasu. Wow, that's nice.
No.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, let's go off to dinner right away.
Yeah, this time I'll cover the check. Or this time I'll pick up the tab. Something a little more practical or positive than this time failure will not be accepted.
Better than that.
What do we have next?
どういうこと?
What's that supposed to mean?
どういうこと?
This is based on a phrase that we always talk about, どういう, which is used very often in spoken Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
What kind? Or what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we follow this koto, what kind of thing is literally what is being said, but what kind of thing? What is that supposed to mean?
Yes.
What are you talking about? And the way it's used, or kind of the nuance, depends on the intonation. What kind of intonation do we have here?
どういうこと?
Which sounds a bit angry.
Yes.
Quite angry.
Mm-hmm. But it can mean a plain question. どういうことですか?
Which is actually polite Japanese and acceptable in very polite or formal situations.
Sure.
It could just be translated as, can you explain a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Or can you elaborate on that?
So kind of, what is that supposed to mean with the nuance of elaborate.
Yes. So not very in a fighting situation.
It's all in the intonation and the speech as
mm-hmm.
well. Next word, please.
どうしたの?
What's wrong?
どうしたの? どうしたの?
And this here is a colloquial phrase.
Yes.
Literally, what did do? The past of する, the verb to do. What did do? But it's due to frequency usage and things like this, it kind of evolved into this colloquial phrase that means what happened or what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. And this no is very feminine form, right?
Thank you, Natsuko-san, helping all the guys out there. What would a guy say?
どうしたんだ?
That was good. Notice the difference at the end. Can you give us the version we found in the conversation?
どうしたのよ?
Versus?
どうしたんだ?
And Natsuko was the male voice. Sorry, Natsuko-san.
Well, it can be used among women, but it has a bit masculine nuance.
Yeah, the nda versus the no.
Yes.
And one more thing to point out here. Sometimes guys could say, どうしたの?
Yes.
And that would be okay.
Uh-huh. It sounds gentle.
Yeah. What's really feminine here is the no-yo.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around if you're a guy saying, どうしたのよ?
That'd be a little bit too cute.
Quite strange.
Yeah, unless it's your intended goal. Next we have.
力を合わせる.
Combine forces. Join hands.
力を合わせる. 力を合わせる.
Next.
きっと.
Surely.
きっと. きっと.
This sort of has a connotation of hope, doesn't it? You want something to happen, and so you say it's going to happen.
Yes. Hopefully, なんとかかんとか.
Right. So, for example, きっと勝てる in the conversation is, I'm sure we'll win. I hope we'll win. Surely we can win if we join hands.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the chocolate Kit Kat?
Oh,
yeah. The Kit Kat?
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
That's That sounds like kitto katsu in Japanese.
Kitto katto?
Really?
So the company made a very special version of Kit Kat for those who are taking exams.
You mean entrance exams entrance for high exams. School or college?
Yeah, for college.
Wow.
Which has, you know, kitto katsu nuance. You can go, you can win.
That's really cute.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Was it just 1 year? Is it every year?
Every year. You can see it everywhere, like in convenience stores and supermarkets, like around January to March.
Which is a typical season for entrance exams.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on it either.
Oh, really?
That's some really good advertising.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a great good luck charm to carry around, too.
And I think... And I thought that was also a very good way to memorize this expression, kitto.
A great mnemonic. So wait, can you give us two phrases side by side? Well, actually not phrases. The one phrase and the word for Kit Kat?
Kitto katsu.
Which is?
You can surely win.
And what about Kit Kat?
Kitto katto.
Mm.
Close enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's cover the rest of this vocab real quick. We are running very short of time.
I'm sorry. Shouri.
Victory.
Shouri. Shouri.
Next word.
Bishu.
High-grade sake.
Bishu. Bishu.
Now, a lot of people in English-speaking countries say sake, but the actual word in Japanese is sake or sake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next word, please.
Yōu.
To get drunk.
Yōu. Yōu.
This includes everything from getting tipsy to being really, really, really drunk. Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of vocabulary that we can use, but we won't cover that here.
Yeah, but we want to... Yeah, that's a good idea. Because, yeah, there are a lot. But what I want to point out is sickness, motion sickness, uses this word too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Funayoi.
Yes, which is boat and the masdem of this verb.
Mm-hmm.
So we have boat, which is?
Fune.
Followed by?
Yoi.
The masdem here. Put them together.
Funayoi. Well, the fune changes into funa, but... It basically means the same thing.
And seasick.
Mm-hmm.
How about car sick?
Kuruma yoi.
And so on and so on. But more than that, I want to know about this last phrase used in the dialogue.
Shouri no bishu ni yōu janai ka.
Help us out here.
That's a metaphor.
It literally means, let's win, drink some high-grade sake, and get drunk and bask in on the victory.
Not your everyday saying.
Right. Well, they... Do not actually drink sake and get drunk, but it's a metaphor for tasting the victory. Do you say that?
Yes.
In English?
Getting the sweet taste of victory.
That's it.
So that's what this means here.
Yes.
Now I get it. And this can be used in games, sporting events, mm-hmm. anything else? You know, tests, can we say exams and things
yeah,
like this?
Yeah, I think so. So in many occasions that you have to challenge something, 勝利の美酒に酔う. May sound a bit old-fashioned, but it works.
It works.
It does work.
Sounds really poetic when you say it in Japanese.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if this is the old-fashioned version, what's the newer version?
Mm-hmm. New version?
You said it sounds a bit old-fashioned.
Well, not old-fashioned, but you see a lot of these on newspapers, the sports pages.
Got it. Can you just give it to me one more time?
You seem to like it very much.
I really want to use it. I'm probably going to use it in a non-appropriate situation just for the sake of using it.
勝利の美酒に酔う. Get drunk with the sweet alcohol of victory.
Sounds like a beautiful saying.
Mm-hmm.
We should check out where it came from. All right, but we are running way, way long today. All right, let's just wrap this up. Grammar point, grammar point, grammar point. Natsuko-san, what do we have for the grammar point?
Conditional. Ba.
Yeah, sometimes referred to as the ba conditional.
二人が力を合わせれば. If we combine forces.
Now, ba is a conjunction which indicates that the preceding clause expresses a condition. It's a conditional. More about this, if you really want to get into the grammar nitty-gritty, check out the PDF. But it's a conditional. In today's conversation we had...
二人が力を合わせればきっと勝てる.
If the two of us combine our strength, we'll surely win. We can definitely win. Okay, and it depends on the two of them putting their strength together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, way too long today, but it was great to be back. Natsuko-san and Sachiko-san, thank you for allowing me to come back. Mm. You were doing such a great job.
Thank you. It was great to have you again.
Yes, and from here on out, we're going to see what we're going to have to do. Splitting people up, new combinations, and hopefully we can get another guy voice in here.
Because a new fiscal year starts from now, right?
Yes.
In Japan, April is the starting season.
Oh boy. Sachi-san, you're going to have to help me out with this after the show. But for now, stop by JapaneseSpot101.com, check out the PDF, and see what is going on in the Learning Center. So much in there to really bring it all together. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまたね。
じゃあまた。